Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. His word shall I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior who redeems its saints. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Okay, Mary Lou Rush. Joseph Smith, Dean. Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kim Brown, Jolene Strons, Gladys Key, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, the Children's Home in India, Janice Hendricks, Jimmy Walker, Jacob Roas, is that right, Jimmy? Who told me this morning, Jimmy Walker?
Me.
Is that right, Jimmy?
He's about to
sit. Okay. All right. I couldn't read my own handwriting. Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Kelly, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, C.D. and Rachel Hill, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy McCoy, Kim Singleton, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Schutt, Jacob Banner, Tanya, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Stormy Beeman, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, and Christy Waters' daughter. All right, does anything need to be added or took away? Okay, we have none. Does anybody got anything on their heart tonight?
I would like to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
Me too. I would like to thank the Lord for saving me, for taking care of me, for blessing us every day, for doing everything for us.
Amen.
For making me feel good.
Amen. Amen.
And I need my permit.
That's the very first permit.
Good week at Revival Meeting at Shady Grove. Had some good messages, and I believe the Lord has worked in our hearts. And I just pray that spirit will continue on, and that it will be added to, you know what I mean? Because the state that I'm going to say that I'm in, and probably I'm going to say a lot of the churches in, but I know I'm going to say that I'm in. It's going to take more than a week of meetings, you know, to get us where we need to be. But the Lord did some good work this week, so I just pray that He continues that. I appreciate the version that we have, and appreciate appreciate him helping Ms. Vivian. She seems to be doing better. She was able to come to church this morning. She was kind of able to walk some. She had surgery on her foot, you know. That seems, so far as they can tell, she's still in healing stage right now. But I think it's helped her, so really thank the Lord for that. And they were saying this morning that Bill is starting to get some of his mind back, Bill Penley. He kind of recognized Ms. Patsy some, it seemed like they said. So they're happy about that. Only thing is that they were going to try to get him where he could leave the home. But in order to do that, he's going to have to go through some physical therapy, and he's not going to cooperate with therapy, probably because of whatever it is that's going on with his mind. So they're asking the church to pray. He's got a total of 100 days of being in the home that will be taken care of by whatever, whether it's his VA benefits, or I'm not sure what it is that's paying for it, but he can stay there for 100 days. So they were asking a prayer for that.
Amen. Anyone else? Okay, it's done. Okay, on, it's coming for you. two toilets.
I hear the roll of thunder. me nothing. That guy is honest, very same to die. A scary can take any.
The burdens from my sorrow, all the
Be in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. I am a Christian. I told you that there's a lot that I am. I'm a preacher, I'm a husband, I'm a man, wife, all kinds of things. But what really is important is that I'm a Christian. more important than anything else.
Yes, amen.
And tonight, we're going to read a little bit on how being a Christian, but a Christian soldier.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're taught to love and forgive and all that, and it's true.
Yes.
But there's also a time to stand up.
Yeah, amen.
The time to stand up for the Lord.
Amen.
So here, verse number 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in prayer of His might. Now, we're to be strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be strong, not just to be strong, but to be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Where does our prayer come from, church? It comes from the Lord.
Amen, yeah.
Amen.
If I go out there trying to black the eyes of the devil by myself, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to come back to the house like a little boy, little up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, that's just the fact of it. We are in ourselves not strong enough.
Right.
To face the devil. We're not strong enough to fight him by ourselves.
Right.
There is no hope in beating the devil without the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because that's where the power comes from.
Amen.
It's him.
Yes.
I'm just a weak little old man. Under at least a little bit of pressure, I'll crumble. Now, I told you this morning that my hope and my prayer would be that when this thing gets down to the end of the road, that I would be able to stand and be able to stand before the Lord and say, I give a good fight, I follow your race, I run a good race.
Yeah.
Because without the Lord, we ain't going to be able to do that.
Amen.
In His power. I mean, it's His mind, not ours. Amen.
Yes.
It goes on to say to put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I'm going to tell you something. Paul lists an awful lot of stuff down here that we need to put on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, the most important thing that we need to put on is the Lord.
Yeah.
We got to have the Lord.
Amen.
You know, to be honest with you, now I'm just going to be as honest as I know I am. We probably couldn't even vote up one of the devil's children without the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Standing against the devil and ourselves would be not a very smart idea to do. To put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We do fight with ourselves once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, our weaknesses. But our biggest adversary is not ourselves. Our biggest adversary is the devil.
Yeah.
And he's been around, church. He's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
He knows a lot. And I'm going to tell you something. You can find the smartest Bible scholar in this world that's alive today. The smartest man that knows everything there is to know, humanly possible, about the Word of God. And the devil knows a whole lot more about the Word of God than he does. He's been twisting it.
Yeah.
He's been turning it. He's been turning it upside down ever since Eve burned the garden. He knows the word God. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you in here have personally been, in physical body, in the presence of God, I want you to raise your hand. Because I'm going to tell you something. Church, the devil has actually been in the presence of God. None of us have. Now, we have a personal relationship with him. And yes, one of these days we are, Lord and God. We are going to be face to face with the Lord. But today is not the day. Unless you leave here today. But the devil knows God, knows him personally, has met him, has been, the devil has stood before the Lord and has talked to him.
Yes.
Face to face.
Yeah.
How can we, as little petty humans, in ourselves, face the devil without God's help? Because we ain't able. We're too weak. But I'm telling you something today. We don't have to be defeated in that weakness. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Bible's fixing to tell us right here things that we can do to prepare ourselves for battle against the devil. And have a chance to be. Glory to God, because we are going to be. Through the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, we've already won one battle just by getting saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's one battle we've done won.
Amen.
Because we were able to get ourselves through the help of the Almighty God. Out of the presence of the devil as far as being one of his children. We're not served to him anymore. We don't serve the devil. We serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Right there is one battle. Lord of God, we've done one today. Boy, and I'm glad. You know? Alright, now let's go on and continue your reading. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand. Now again, he's telling us this about this armor of God that we need to put on. Stand therefore, having your lines girded about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. That's part of that armor. Truth and righteousness.
Right.
Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If you always tell the truth, you won't have to talk your way out of a lie. Amen? That's a good thought right there. If you're always telling the truth, you don't have to talk your way out of a lie.
Amen.
And if you got the breastplate of righteousness on, you got righteousness. You don't have to worry about shaking off unrighteousness. You know, by just getting saved, we've already conquered that righteousness. Amen? And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. To walk in peace, folks. Think about that. To go through life trying to be a peaceful person. Now, granted, there's going to be times when people ain't going to let you be too peaceful.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. There's people in this world that would love no more to get you upset, get you fighting mad. And they will. All of us have problems. Me, you really want to get me upset and get me all excited, put a steering wheel in my hand. Amen. Above all talking, all taking the shield of faith. That shield of faith, man. Wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Think about that tonight, church. The shield of faith. You know, I'm always up there teaching, so preaching to you, about faith.
Yep.
How just simply trusting in the Lord. No matter what your eyes are seeing, no matter what your ears are hearing, no matter what emotions is stirring on the inside of you, put your faith in the Lord. And take the helmet of salvation. Folks, salvation is a weapon as well as, you know, being saved. You know, salvation is, you know, as far as a weapon or a shield, taking and witnessing to people, telling them about your salvation experience,
yes,
can be used as a device to help bring someone else in, because when they hear your story and they see what God has done for you, the mess in your life that He took you out of, the direction that He pointed you in. See, that thing can be used. That salvation experience is something that God has given us to share with others. Men, I guess, so more now than women. They like to show off their hats. You know, back in the old time, women, or, you know, think of being pearl.
Yeah.
You know, flashy hats. Women don't wear them as much as men do now. And I've noticed men, you know, they like to show off them hats. Well, this helmet of salvation is something that we need to be sharing with others.
Amen.
You know, take that helmet of salvation and you go, here, try this on for size. See if it fits. Amen.
Amen.
See if you like it. See if it fits real good. You know, sharing. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Looky down here. Right here. Folks, that's more than paper.
Yes.
It's more than leather. It's more than ink. That is the Word of God.
Amen.
It's sharper than a two-edged sword.
Amen.
And that word, when it's used in the correct way, can take the hardest heart and melt it to tears. that will cry out to the Lord, Satan.
Amen.
When it's used in the right way.
Amen.
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 He goes on to say, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit. Watching therefore with all purposes and supplication for all the saints. Folks, we're in a battle. A spiritual battle.
Yes.
Good against evil.
Amen.
Folks, it's like I said, we cannot go up against the devil in our own. We need exactly what it says here in verse number 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Not in yourself.
Amen.
Not in your own self-righteous. Nope. Not in your works.
Amen.
But in the Lord.
Amen.
And his power of his mind. Folks, we're not losers.
Right.
Amen.
We're winners.
Amen.
Yes.
We might be the team with the lowest number of members on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something in the end. We will be the victors.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are winners.
Yes, amen.
See if they got anything on your heart tonight. Okay. Where's Matthew's prayers?
Lord, I thank you again for bringing us to your house tonight. I thank you for the truth of your word. God, I pray that you would help us. God, to do as the preacher said, Lord, to go forth in the power of your mind. God, I pray that you be in us that which we are not able to do. God, that you'd use us and work through us, that you might, God, achieve that which you desire to see done in this world, God. And I thank you that regardless that you're coming back and you're going to set your kingdom up, God, and you're going to show yourself to be God, and that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I thank you for that hope. And God, I pray to you with that and this church and every assembly where people gather in your name and every man that stands in your calling in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I thought I had a bowl of roll paper towels here. I guess I did.
Where's your
see you Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Nah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Why well, haven't seen
Jay?
You
see
him
okay. Oh,
here, here
you go. Oh, okay. Okay.
Took it off to change his diaper, so I wouldn't
get my
in the nursery. Yeah. Both of being selfish. You want to be left alone and she refuses to leave you alone because she doesn't want to move. That's selfish of both of you.
I'll be selfish. I'm sorry for being late.
Why
did
you come over here, Chibonite?
Us being surprised at something, or somebody being surprised at us, that's directional.
Put it on any way you want to.
Yeah. Yesterday. You won't hit two months off.
what some preacher had. The thing is, you know, that one's piped in, this one's not, but I think that's a big enough hole right there. There's enough room on there, and you don't really need no plumbing. You just let it drop down, and it'll be a long time before you fill that up. Yeah, he was going down, we're coming up. Get your fingers out of your mouth, Julie.
Oh, it's Psalms. Don't suck on your pens, highlighters, or anything else. They're not suckers.
Yeah, so it's fun.
I think the camera's still on.